honor is our calling. We are called as a body of believers to honor everyone God has created.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Today we're continuing our telephone conversation with Rich Wilkerson Sr. We did have a challenge with our phone line, but it was such a blessing to hear what he had to say. He's the pastor of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida, and founder of Peacemakers. Now, he's been highlighting some of the important aspects in his book, I Choose Honor, ways that when we honor others, we honor God.
You love the Lord so much, you can't get enough of Him.
Yes.
And you can't get enough of His people, because it's in His people that you see His image every day. So
yes,
it never ends. This whole concept of honor never, never ceases.
Right. And like you say, it's kind of like the more of the Lord's love that's in us, the more it flows out of us. So it seems like it's so important to maintain our relationship with the Lord so that it's not a exercise or lip service, but it's just a love that flows out of us that's from Him.
Absolutely. It's action. I always believe that kind of honor, which we're discussing and which is in my book, is going to cost us something. Because the kind of honor we're talking about is an act of our will. It's an act. We decide it. And let me say, it doesn't come naturally. But we do the will of God. And as we train ourselves, all of a sudden, in time, it becomes natural to honor. So that at this time of my life, when I say something, or not a good way, it haunts me. It's hard for me to sleep. I have to call them in the morning and ask their forgiveness. Because what's happened, it's become a way of life to honor, to speak well,
yes,
to observe good things in people's lives. And when I don't, man, I get convicted.
Yes.
And you can't go much more than a night without finally making a call. Hey, would you forgive me? You know.
Now, you also mention in your book what true biblical honor is not. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Biblical honor is not what you mentioned earlier, your lips, but your
yes,
heart, far from it. Just a quick, hey, how you doing? Yeah, good to see you again. You've known people that while they're shaking your hand, they're looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone more important in the room. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not honor. It's when I'm fully engaged with that person until you've passed a point in the conversation where you both sense with each other and you have something really wonderful to take away from the conversation before you leave it. And so it's not something that happens real quick. And yet, there are times when you're in a hurry and it's better to say hi than say nothing.
Yes.
So I think it's what Rich brought up from Isaiah earlier. It's not just lip service and faking your way through it. People can tell when you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what comes from the heart.
Now, when you talk about honor and caring for people in general, that's one thing. But then showing honor and love to someone who has hurt you is quite another. Could you talk about loving our enemies?
I had a young man, got a wife and five children. He was in the house on Saturday wanting a position, qualified in every capacity, but he has aught against his father. I said, I can't bring you in position in the church until that's healed. Said, you wouldn't be of a good to the people that you're serving in the church. And I said, what faced with is a narrative that whether it happened or not, you've chosen to focus on that. My father hurt me. My father hurt me. My father hurt. When you think of your father, you think of that narrative. That as men of God, it's up to us to change the narrative. You can only change that narrative if you do what Jesus said. and that was to forgive times seven. Forgiveness, grace, bitterness. It is the antidote to forgive. Once he forgives his blood to me, Pastor Rich, I'm ready. So we're going to work it out this week. But the point is, once he chooses forgiveness over his hurt can be healed, and he can start a narrative. God put my father in my life to help. God put my father in my life to help me. God put my father in my life to help me. And even if God put him there so to find out how to get over hurt, he still allowed that man in for his life so that he could help him. He's going to learn so much when he forgives his father. That's what honor does. It forces me, since I'm a man of honor, to change a negative narrative I've decided to believe about. Once we are willing to forgive, I now have the narrative change in my life. I can begin to feel good, speak well of the person that at one time I fought in my heart against. And what God does through forgiveness, when we forgive, it's also with this characteristic of honor. We have in our church seven core values. And one of the seven core values is this value: honor is our calling. We are called as a body of believers to honor everyone God has created.
Yes, honoring everyone God has created is a tall task, but yet this is what our Lord requires of us. As we're told in John 13, verse 34, love one another as I have loved you.
We'll return to our talk with Pastor Wilkerson in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com.
Or use the old snail mail and write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. Now let's return to our talk with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr.
Now, Pastor Rich, do you have any final thoughts or challenges you'd like to share with our listeners?
I do, Rich. First of all, I want to say how thankful and how grateful I am to the two of you for asking me to be on your program today. So many people would never have heard of our new book, I Choose Honor, if you had not asked me on. So I thank you. Obviously, we want to sell books, but more than selling books, we want to get this complete characteristic of honor back in our society in a dominant way. Encourage the listeners is this one thing. Don't hope to change overnight.
Yes.
If you have developed thought in your heart, if you have developed feelings that are negative towards certain people, certain groups of people, it's going to take a while to change. Just start to change. Ask God to help, and then slowly but surely, start with the Lord. Improve your relationship with the Lord. Then start with your family. And as you do, you'll begin to move that beyond to your fellow workers, whether it's in your church or in the marketplace where you work, wherever you teach, whatever you do for income. In that arena, you begin to spread honor. Eventually, you'll begin to have a new feel for the outcast of society.
Mm-hmm.
People that perhaps you've always thought you're better than. God will begin to reveal to you the fact that if it wasn't for his grace, we'd all be there. You see?
Yes.
And in time, just to move into that so it becomes a godly habit in time. It's not going to happen overnight, but let's just get started with honor.
Yes. Amen. Well, where can people purchase your book or find out more information about it?
Well, it's in every Walmart a store across the country. You can get it through Amazon. Our website takes you immediately to the book. iChooseHonorBook.com. iChooseHonorBook.com. And it will come right up. How to purchase the book, it's right there. And let me say that the components of this book is a culture game changer.
Yes.
For instance, if you own a business, get one of these books for all your employees. If you're in the ministry, you have a staff of 10 or 12 or 20 people, get one of the books for your leaders so they can begin to spread the concept to the congregation. Whatever you're involved in, share the components of this book with more than just yourself, because it changes culture where you are.
Yes, and there are so many great examples and stories that you give in the book that it's just rich, so to speak, Pastor Rich. But it is. It's very, very rich with information and ideas and examples and challenges. So it's just a wonderful book. We would just encourage everyone to get it. And we thank you so much for coming on and sharing about yourself and about this book, and more than the book, just your idea that we need to get busy honoring each other.
Amen. And thank you, Bobby and Rich. You guys are excellent hosts, and I just can't say enough. I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Oh, well,
thank you so much. Now, one thing that we like to do when we close a program is to be able to pray for those that we've been visiting with. So may I pray for you and for your ministry?
Oh, that would be such a joy. Thank you so much, Rich. Please do.
Sure.
Yes, and we invite all of our listeners to join with us, of course.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just present Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr., to you and his ministry, Lord, and his work for you, Lord. We pray that this book, I Choose Honor, would truly be realized in the lives of many, Lord, that are tuned in and across the land as the word is spread out, that honor is at the heart of ministry, at the heart of our walk with you, Lord. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this entire ministry that Pastor Rich is involved with and this book of importance, Lord, that he challenges others to truly follow you in honor and in glory. To your praise, we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So again, we thank you so much for just being with us. It was an honor for me to read your book and to really have this opportunity to visit with you.
My blessing, my honor. Thank you so much, Rich.
Well, it's been our delight to visit with Pastor Rich Wilkerson, Sr., the head pastor of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida, and get a glimpse of some of the important concepts he describes from his book, I Choose Honor.
Yes, we thank Pastor Wilkerson for taking time out of his busy schedule to share with us and with all of you who are listening. His book, I Choose Honor, is available online and at most book outlets. You can also go to their website, as he mentioned, at iChooseHonorBook.com to order the book or to find out more.
And if you're enjoying this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast, Connections with Rich and Bobby. It would be so nice having you tuning in regularly. Then you can connect with us by friending us on Facebook, post us on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. That's connect, using the number 2, Rich and Bobby, Bobby spelt with an I, @gmail.com. Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.